नारायण नमस्कृत्या नरुं चैवं नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वती व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयत् नश्च प्रायेष्व भाद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवत उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्णा गुड मॉर्निंग टू एवरीवन इन द कॉल सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी कंटिन्यू द इंस्ट्रक्शंस फ्रॉम जयपाद टू महाराज राहुगण इन श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 एंड वी बिगिन टुडे विद चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट 42 कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 14 Text 42. Tashedam upagayanti asha bhashiya rajase manashapi manatmana nanuvat mahi nanuvat mahi niripo makshikeva karut mata. Word for word translation. Tasya of Jatparat Idam, this glorification. Upagayanti, they sing. Ashabhasya, of the son of Rishabade. Iha, here. Raja Rishye, of the great saintly king. Manasa api, even by the mind. Mahatmanaha, of the great personality Jatparat, na not anuvatma ahati, able to follow the path. Nipa, any king. Makshika, a fly. Eva, like. Garudmata, of Garuda, the carrier of the supreme personality of Godhead. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Having summarized the teachings of Jatparat, Shukadeva Goswami said, My dear King Parikshit, the path indicated by Jatparat is like the path followed by Garuda, the carrier of the Lord, and ordinary kings are just like flies. Flies cannot follow the path of Garuda, and to date, none of the great kings and victorious leaders could follow this path of devotional service, not even mentally. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text 3, Manushanam sahasresu kaschid yata tisidaye yatatam apisidanam kaschid mam veti tatvata. Translation. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. And of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. The path of devotional service is very difficult, even for great kings who have conquered many enemies. Although these kings were victorious on the battlefield, they could not conquer the bodily conception. There are many big leaders, yogis, swamis, and so-called incarnations who are very much addicted to mental speculation and who advertise themselves as perfect personalities, but they are not ultimately successful. The path of devotional service is undoubtedly very difficult to follow, but it becomes very easy if the candidate actually wants to follow the path of the Mahajan. In this age, there is the path of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared to deliver all fallen souls. This path is so simple and easy that everyone can take to it by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nastiva, 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 Gatir Anyata. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila, chapter 17, text 21. We are very satisfied that this path is being opened by this Krishna consciousness movement, because so many European American boys and girls, European and American boys and girls, are taking this philosophy seriously and gradually attaining perfection. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Jnana Jnana Shalakaya Chakshu Ummilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svaparantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupa Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gurangi Yade Vrindavaneshwari Vishavanu Sute Devi Paramami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Drubhyascha Kripa Sundibhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Shadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimadi Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namini. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisheshasunya Vadi Paschatiya Deshacharini Namo Mahabalanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Guruyatse Namaha Ananda Nilamaya Vigrahaya Himabhyadivacha Vishandaya Tasmi Mahaprema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Sri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Sri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So, the English translation of the text is, having summarized the teaching of Jatparat, Shukadeva Goswami said, my dear King Parikshit, the path indicated by Jatparat is like the path followed by Garuda, the carrier of the Lord, and ordinary kings are just like flies. Flies cannot follow the path of Garuda. And to date, none of the great kings and victorious leaders could follow this path of devotional service, not even mentally. Hare Krishna. So, Jatparat has taught wonderfully. We've gone through these three chapters, and much more is being added. But at this point, in this particular text, Shukadeva Goswami is informing Maharaj Parikshit that Jatparat has summarized the teachings that culminate in devotional service. So, Shukadeva Goswami is now saying the path indicated by Jatparat, now describing what Jatparat said, is like the path followed by Garuda, the carrier of the Lord. And ordinary kings, whatever they do, they're just like flies. Flies are very tiny and insignificant compared to Garuda. Therefore, the path that Garuda follows when he flies the Lord around, regular flies cannot even go there or keep up with that kind of speed. Garuda flies from planet to planet, through systems, through universes. What can a fly do? Fly just fly in one particular area, small area, and that's about all that they can do. So, there is no comparison. In that respect, there is comparison being made about the devotional service, which is the path traversed by devotees. And it's being explained here that even the great kings, not the Rajarishis, not the kings who are devotees, but kings who have achieved something great materially. And we do have some in different planets. Our planet is like no different, you know, the different kings, Lenin, Stalin, Hitler, you know, the list goes on. Whether they did good things, they did bad things, most of them did bad things anyway. Churchill and Stalin and all of those, they all were leaders. But those are the kind of kings that Tukadeva Goswami is explaining based on a summary of Jayaprakash to Maharaj Pariksit. He said these kings, they couldn't follow this path for devotional service, not even mentally. Yet they have conquests to their name in history. The world wars or parts of the world wars were managed and controlled by these kings, and so in their material consideration, they are great in their own right. Again, wars are wars. Whatever the reasons are, the wars are fought sometimes. One side says, that's my good reason. The other side says, that's my good reason. Of course, the reasons are against each other. And so, the comparison is being made here. The achievement of these kings are like the achievement of flies. And one that takes, you know, to devotional service, the path to devotional service, achieves what, like Garuda, the carrier of the Lord, achieves that path. So the path of devotional service is way better in quality than, and of course, and in the results that it gives, than these ordinary kings and the path they followed in their reign. The ordinary kings cannot take one back to Godhead. Whatever they do, whatever they achieve, in a planet or even in a universe, if they are that powerful, they only can take someone, if the person follows them, to another planet in the material world. In other words, the suffering condition will follow and will not stop if these ordinary kings are the ones that are looked at as the role models. But the devotee is the greatest role model, because the devotee tells you how to get out of this material world, which is the house of correction, the cosmic house of correction, or frankly, the cosmic jail, and go back, get out of jail. So in the purpose, the Prabhupada is saying that Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text 3, Manushyanam sahasyesu kaschit yatati siddhaye, yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mamviti tatvata. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. Out of many thousands of men, one may endeavor for perfection. So that goes to show that in this world, many people are following the path of suffering, just like animals who don't know they're suffering, but they are suffering, working very hard. And one of thousands of these suffering people who don't even know they're suffering. We're talking about those that count on their wealth and they think their wealth is the answer to everything. Many, 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 many of these people are suffering, but they don't know. Yet one may ask the question, I'm suffering. When they realize they're suffering, they realize their body's breaking down. Janmamitu jaravyadi. Birth, death, old age, and disease. That's what's here. Birth is difficult. Ask any woman that's been through pregnancy trying to give birth. It's very difficult, painful, troublesome to the mind and to the body. Death, well, we know death and the kind of misery that it brings. There's death going on now because of the pandemic. And many people's families are experiencing miseries because some of the members of the families are leaving their bodies because of the disease. Old age, the body breaks down. The body that used to do things better, now it can hardly do the same things. And then disease. Well, dis-ease, the name itself indicates dis-ease, not at ease. The body goes through trouble. That's life here. What we have to face. When somebody realizes that birth is difficult, Death is difficult and disappointing. Old age is definitely difficult for the body and the person who is trying to run, do whatever it is with this body. And disease definitely is an uncomfortable situation, sometimes even life-threatening. So if all of these things are here, the intelligent person will begin to say, why am I going through this? Why are other people also experiencing suffering? And how do you get out of that? Many, many, many men are trying to make it in this difficult world. They're thinking, I am poor. If I get a job, I may get a better situation materially to live with. And then if they get that so-called better situation, they try to endeavor for something better still. In the meantime, nothing is done for the soul. One who wants to get out of here because they realize they're suffering will in fact get the mercy of the Lord to connect with the higher truth, which says that we're not the body and the soul is what we need to pay greatest attention to, because the body will leave, perish, but the soul will go on, and where it goes matters the most. So that's life for us. Out of many thousands of men, one may endeavor for perfection. And of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. Krishna is not easy to understand. But those who have, in fact, followed the path of the Mahajans, they will get possible chance to understand the Lord to some extent. So, of this particular text in Bhagavad Gita chapter 7, text 3, Srila Prabhupada gives a portion of the purport. It would read that, it is not possible for the Brahman realized impersonalist or the Paramatma realized yogi to understand Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as the son of Mother Yashoda or the charioteer of Arjuna. And that's the point Srila Prabhupada is making. So, one who is endeavoring for perfection, Brahman realized impersonalist is endeavoring for perfection. Paramatma realized yogi is endeavoring for perfection. And they may get there to some point. But they'll get there as an impersonalist or a yogi trying to meditate to see the Lord in the heart. But they don't connect like the devotees do, seeing the personal Lord and his pastimes. As Srila Prabhupada describes here, the son of Mother Yashoda and the wonderful activities that Krishna, as the son of Mother Yashoda, performed with Mother Yashoda, warming up her heart and giving her so much reason to love Krishna more and more. Mother Yashoda was always immersed in Krishna consciousness from morning to evening. As it said a little bit in the past times, the gopis, when they milk the cows, and in Vrindavan, they bring the cow, the milk to the house, and then they churn the milk to get butter. That time when Yashoda is doing it, sometimes there are maids in the house that do it too. But she would do it, and when she does it, she's singing. And when she's singing only about Krishna. Please don't be jealous of me that I have Krishna in my house. This is one of the lyrics of the song that he would sing, she would sing. But praises to Krishna and the gopis too. And interestingly enough, in Garga Samhita is described that early in the morning when the gopis are churning the milk, the mortar and the pestle that they use to churn the milk, obviously churning the milk would make some sounds, the wood against the wood, pestle and mortar, and then the swishing of the milk itself in the beginning. But they do it in a rhythm. They're just filled with rhythm, music. So therefore they move like that. Moving the pestle back and forth and to make a particular rhythm. And each gopi is in the house doing the same thing, churning the milk pretty much at the same time, because they go get the milk together, they take it to their homes. And so Garga Muni describes in Garga Samhita that it's a particular sound that it makes. It's musical. If you hear it from each house, it's not the same thing that they're doing. They're churning at the same exact way. but they're chanting at the same, pretty much the same tempo, but different rhythm. And therefore, it makes percussion sound of its own with the swishing of the milk and then also the pestle going back and forth to the bottom, contact point of the pestle with the mortar. It's just wonderful to even, you know, imagine these things. Music being made, rhythm being made from the churning of milk. So they are personal. They are personal. And Srila Prabhupada teaches us also to have a personal God with a personal connection through the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We ask to serve the divine couple devotionally, Radha and Krishna. Srila Prabhupada continues, even the great demigods are sometimes confused about Krishna. Muhyanti yat suraya. Mam tu veda na kashchana. Srila Prabhupada translates, no one knows me as I am, the Lord says. And if one does know, one does know him, then some Mahatma Sudulava. Such a great soul is very rare. So what we are taking to now, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya and the importance of chanting in this age, very few people know it. That's why Krishna says, out of many thousands of men, one may endeavor for perfection. The impersonalist who want to merge into the effulgence of the Lord, the yogis who want to meditate on the Lord in the heart, and they also like different cities, mystic perfections, so they can control the material energy. Or not control the material energy, but get some kind of boons from material energy that the ordinary person doesn't get. So this doesn't go very far. It doesn't take us out of the material world if you are in that mindset of thinking. But at least they know that, you know, the body is not me, you know, the impersonalist knows it, and also the realized yogi also knows that. But only the devotees. No one knows me as I am, the Lord says. And if someone knows him to some extent, then that person is already a Mahatma, a great soul. And they are very rare. So Srila Prabhupada continues, therefore, unless one practices devotional service to the Lord, one cannot know Krishna as he is, the truth, Tathagata. Even though one is a great scholar or philosopher, only the pure devotees can know something of the inconceivable transcendental qualities in Krishna, his being the cause of all causes. As Lord Brahma says, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Adi Govinda, Sarva Karana Karana, Sarva Karana Karana, the cause of all causes. Ishvara Parama Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the super soul, the supreme soul. Body is made of eternity, knowledge, and bliss, highest happiness. He has no beginning, but he is the beginning of everything. The other day we were talking about there is no existence without Krishna. Not only is there no existence, the word existence cannot even be used at all. Krishna is the cause of everything. Without him, nothing can ever be. And it's not difficult to prove it. The worlds that we know are material on one side and spiritual on the other. The material world is one quarter of a spiritual. So the spiritual world is three quarters of everything that is, three times bigger than the material world. Now, who is responsible for the manifestation of the spiritual world? That would be Balaram, the plenary expansion, the first expansion of Krishna. So Balaram is the expansion of Krishna, and from him come the spiritual world and Krishna's paraphernalia, because all the souls are parts and parcels of Krishna. And we're either in the spiritual world or in the material world. But Balaram, the first expansion, so that deals with the spiritual world. That leaves the material world. Well, how does the material world come about? That comes about from Karanadakshaya Vishnu, Mahavishnu. He is the one who breathes out, and from his pores, the universe has come. making the material world. So the spiritual world is from the expansion of Krishna as Balaram, and the material world is from Mahavishnu, also an expansion to Vishnu. So they are all from Krishna. So without Krishna, nothing can be. So that's why he has no origin, but he's the origin of everything. He's definitely the origin of everything. Without easily understanding Krishna by chanting, is the chanting that Krishna rewards by giving us realization and understanding and sweetening the process so we get more attached to it. And that's how it comes easy to us. Lord Chaitanya's chanting was very attractive. Those in Navadvip, when they were excited about it, they just followed it. Even devotees. This past Tuesday. So in Harrisburg, devotees decided, the Harrisburg temple devotees decided to have Harinam. They settled at one place very close to where the Memorial Day festivities were happening in Harrisburg. Very nice vantage point. Two major streets, the corner of that on the grass, and had books. They had prasad, and the youth had their mudanga, harmonium, kartals, and a portable system, amplifier, microphone. And they were singing and distributing books. And devotees were ecstatic. People were dancing. I mean, at the level that we play, which is not great compared to where the gopis and the gopas we play, people were excited because the holy name, it just gets to people. And we had a chance to talk to with the people who were around, had conversations. Some people were Christian. We got a chance to talk to them and connect with them. We don't know much about the soul, so they say things in the ear. First you agree with them, then you take them to a higher level. Because when you agree, then they're ready to hear you in the conversation. And then you take them to a higher level, and then so there's this. Yes, oh, wonderful. And even, the prasadam actually was not for, wasn't a food for a like one. There was prasadam made for the devotees who came. But there was more than enough prasadam, so we started eating, and then they asked, one lady asked me, is it vegetarian? I said, yes. Is it for, how much does it cost? One plate. I said, zero. It doesn't cost anything. We can make you a plate. She said, oh, okay. So I asked, there were four ladies, two of them wanted vegetarian, and two of them said, nah, we're not interested. Expect anything from commies. So we had plates made, and we put the higher taste book on top of the plate, it was, to go, the place to go. So it's a nice packet like that with the top. And we put higher taste on each one of them. So two plates, two books higher taste, and gave it to them. And then went back and got oatmeal cookies and gave it to the ones that didn't want it, have a vegetarian meal. So they got, it's like that. You just give the holy name so easily. And if not, you can give prasad. And some of them were dancing. So you can easily do that. But the path of devotional service, would a king do something like that? Of course not. They're too pompous. So the path of devotional service is simple but very difficult for great kings who have conquered many enemies. Too proud. They think that they've achieved things. So these kings, Srila Prabhupada was saying in the purport, they were victorious in the battlefield, but they could not conquer the bodily conception. In fact, they were fighting because of the bodily conception. That's why Mother Bhumi sometimes laughs at those who are fighting for a piece of her flesh, the land, piece of her body, I should say. They don't realize that death will seize it back at any time. All the leaders, the kings who have fought, you hear about them in the different world wars, where are they now? Every one of them is dead. And those who are in power now aren't taking the lessons from history that you will only get so far, you will only fight against each other, because what you want, somebody else wants, and you fight, and then one conquers the other one. And even the one that says they won, death will come and take everything away. Nobody survives. So why put so much into what will be taken away? Why put so much into the temporary? So all these kings, non-devotee kings, were victorious in the battlefield, but they were still in the bodily conception, therefore they can't leave the material world as souls. They cannot. Srila Prabhupada says there are many, many big leaders, yogis, swamis, and so-called incarnations who are very much addicted to mental speculation and who advertise themselves as perfect personalities, but they are ultimately not successful. So in one lecture, Srila Prabhupada was saying, I listened to it a couple of times, making a point about knowledge by the scientists, it can never be perfect. Why? Because they have imperfect senses, as all human beings do. One of the four defects is to have imperfect senses. There's cheating, there's also being an illusion and all of that. But imperfect senses, the Papa was focusing on that. Now, if you have imperfect senses and you make a machine, that machine is not going to be perfect because you're using things that are imperfect about this body to make that machine. Now, in science, we already know that all machines that measure something, they have some level of precision. It's precise up to a point, which means it's not 100% precise. There's always a margin of error. Some machines have greater error, some machines have less error, but they all have error. Therefore, the machines don't do anything perfectly. We know the computer helps us a lot, but in no time, something jams the computer, you have to reboot, and so it's not even perfect, and it won't be perfect. So we do have imperfect senses, and if you make a perfect machine, imperfect machine, that's all you can make, how can you claim that you are the perfect personality? You are not perfect, your senses are not perfect, but you say you are the perfect personality. You cannot make anything that's perfect, therefore it's not possible. This is all lies. So for us, devotees, Srila Prabhupada explained, we are also not perfect. As conditioned souls, we're not perfect. Spiritual world, that's a different story. But we say things that are perfect because we get it from the perfect personality. Krishna is the perfect personality. And he teaches, and we just repeat. And he gave an example, like a boy, a young boy, who is looking at his father, and his father is in the audience listening to a lecture. And he gave himself as, say, preaching, Sri Papa himself. And the boy may ask the father, "What is that? What is that? What is that?" And the father may say, "This is a microphone. What it does is you speak into it and it makes your voice louder so more people can hear you." Does the boy know how to make a microphone? No, the boy doesn't even heard it, but then he's listened to the father and he says, "Father has told me this is a microphone." So now, when the boy goes somewhere else and he has other friends, he can say, "This is a microphone." And he will be correct because he heard it from someone who knew there was a microphone. So then, the boy himself is immature, but his knowledge is perfect because he heard it from an authority who knew the right thing. In like manner, we also don't know, but we hear from the perfect personality. We hear from Guru, who is a representative of Krishna. So Krishna speaks perfection to the Guru, and sometimes Krishna speaks himself, like in the Bhagavad Gita, and we hear perfection. So that knowledge is perfect then. The kings can't do that. They take imperfect things and then they make whatever imperfect decisions and imperfect machines. So they cannot claim perfection. But devotees can claim because they are doing the shiksha, the instruction, based on perfect information. So the path to devotional service, the Prabhupada says, is undoubtedly very difficult to follow. But it becomes very easy if the candidate actually wants to follow the path of the Mahajans. The Mahajans are the ones that are the instructors. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita Mahajalila, it's actually chapter 17, text 186, and the very last line talks about the Mahajans. महाजनो येन कथा सपन्ता सो धर्मस्य तत्त्वं निहितं गुहायां महाजनो येन कथा सपन्ता. The translation is that the solid truth of religious principles, where is it? It's hidden in the heart of an unadulterated, self-realized person. Consequently, as the Shastras confirm, one should accept whatever progressive path the Mahajans advocate. So we hear from the Mahajans. See, Prabhupada is hearing from Mahajans and is speaking from the Mahajans, the authorities. Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Bhishma, Kapila, and the 12, and I've just named some of them, Manu, Kapila, maybe I've repeated that, and so on. I don't have a list in front of me. But those tell you the things as they are, and they all conclude that one has to perform devotional service to the Lord, and the path for Kali Yuga is so simple and easy, everyone can take to it, chanting the holy name of the Lord. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 17, text 21 of Adi Lila, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nastieva, Nastieva, Nastieva Gatir Anyata. The translation is, in this age of Kalau, in the age of Kali, there is no other means, Nastieva, 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 than chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama. So, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalau Nastieva, 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 Gatir Anyata. So, no other way. The destination. Gati is destination. Anyata, otherwise. There is no other way. Certainly no other way. Na asti. Nasti. Na asti. There is none. Certainly there is none. Eva na asti. Chanting the holy name is what takes us back to the spiritual world. So, we are very satisfied that this path is being opened by Krishna consciousness movement. The chanting of the holy name. So Srila Prabhupada is talking about how so many European and American boys who was joining India at the time. They were very young when he was spiritual master, the late teens to mid 20s. They're taking the philosophy seriously and gradually attaining perfection. Now Srila Prabhupada did so much for the Krishna consciousness movement by obeying his spiritual master's instruction, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj's instruction. He spread Krishna consciousness in the West, which was full of voidism and impersonalism. And he changed the minds of those who had actually given up the status quo life. And they were living, we call them hippies, they're thumbing their nose at the status quo, at the establishment, and living in a way that was actually more degraded. Drugs, illicit sex life, and all those things. Srila Prabhupada chanted the holy name of the Lord. And the devotees started taking the Krishna consciousness, or the people started taking the Krishna consciousness. They came. As a matter of fact, let me tell you a little story about discussion. In a morning walk. This was in India. Some of Srila Prabhupada's disciples were with him in India. They traveled with him to India. And then there were some Indian-bodied people also. So it was a morning walk, and I could tell from, their accents, Srila Prabhupada's own speaking, and then, the Indian-bodied, their accent, and the Americans easily can tell from the audio who was speaking what. And Srila Prabhupada was actually taking a humble position in so many ways. So it says that he was very grateful that the devotees in America had taken the Krishna consciousness. He didn't know what would happen when he went there and started playing. So he had returned to India with some of the devotees from America. And so when he was talking, he said, about my poor. He said, I have to do something opulent. If I sit under a tree and say, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami is here chanting and preaching, who will come? People are not interested. He said, but Lord Chaitanya, he's God. He can attract anyone. In any situation, he can attract anyone. But I'm not God. Therefore, I have to use opulence to attract people. And then the Indian body wants the following. Says, Swamiji, but we heard in America that you went to New York and you played and some devotees came, but you say that you're trying to take a humble position that you are not Krishna, but still you played and people came, right? So they were kind of indirectly messing, just joking with them. So then the devotees started, you know, the American devotees didn't laugh, but the Indian ones started laughing. Swamiji, you're trying to pretend that you're not that potent, but you're really potent. You know, there are lots of times you can attract people, but you also attracted people we heard in America like that. Then Papa says, only Brahmananda came. Brahmananda came. The only one. When he came, he's the one that more people came, but he's the one that got up and started dancing. And he took a picture, and the picture was published in the Times of New York. He put it that way. He meant New York Times, but he said Times of New York. And then they said, well, Brahmananda, then Achyutananda also came. And these are all the bodies that he initiated later on, the first two. You know, American white-bodied young men at that time. Then the Indian body said, but we heard Ketananda. He was also coming later. He was the third one that also joined me, you know, and then we initiated them. So it was just wonderful, this back and forth, you know, in a joking way. But see, it's very potent. And what did Sri Prabhupada do? Just took a small drum, not even a madanga, in Tompkins Square Park in New York. He played and he sang, wearing his robes. And these American boys and girls, most of them were actually high from drugs, came in and one of them started dancing. And then later on, they got him a place in 26 Second Avenue, a storefront, matchless gift. He got in there, started preaching. He was very tolerant. He was the one that cooked for them. He preached and cooked for them. They didn't understand his accent, but they knew it was very nice. You know, he touched their hearts. And since he cooked in prasadam, obviously from a pure devotee's cooking, definitely got to their hearts and woke up the Krishna consciousness that was already there. It was dormant and woke it up. And they took to him and they stayed with him. And later on, they asked, because they didn't understand anything about spiritual master, they asked, Swamiji, they had learned Swamiji, is there something we can do to help you? That's when he began to teach them. That, all right, so you can help me with washing the plates and so on. They started helping. But they had taken to him at heart, because Krishna consciousness penetrates if you hear it from the lips of a pure devotee. And so what we do, like somebody like me, I'm just simply repeating. See, Papa says, if you don't dilute the information in any way, then you're also playing the role of a shiksha teacher. The same instruction. Because Krishna says that he preached this millions of years ago to the sun god, Vivashwan. And then he preached this to his son, Manu, and Manu preached to Ikaku, and like that. But the original was from Krishna himself, telling Arjuna. So, we take things for granted in America because there's so many laws allowing freedom of, you know, religion and so on. But devotees, out of love of Srila Prabhupada, took the risk to spread Krishna consciousness abroad in other temples, or open temples even, not other temples, but they opened temples. Some people went to the other Western countries, they didn't have money, there were conditions to get in, you just can't come to United Kingdom, for example, without proof that you can support yourself financially. Yet, six devotees took the same amount of money and went. One went in showing that he had the money, and then he got in, and then he wired the money back, and the second person took the same money and went in. They were all like, you know, there was not much money. So this is kind of tricking the material energy. And went in, six people went in, but Malati and Shamsunda Prabhu, they were married at the time. Their daughter, they lived very, 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 literally it's almost like homeless people at some point, but they were very determined to spread Krishna consciousness and make Srila Prabhupada satisfied with them. And he gave them the Shakti. Finally, they met the Beatles, and the rest is history. George Harrison opened up so much to them because they themselves were looking for truth, the Beatles. My spiritual master, among the library party, they went to countries behind the Iron Curtain, Soviet Union. Very difficult. And him being black-bodied, he easily stands out because everybody in Soviet Union was white-bodied. And so, of course, the Secret Service there were looking at him closely. But he still was able to sell books in libraries and even give books to the professor, standing orders of Srimad Bhagavatam. So much they did for Srila Prabhupada. And therefore, this organization is a very important organization that has to be kept going. And of course, now ISKCON, with all the lessons that we've learned, is in fact doing a lot of things now to, you know, improve the society as a whole. And let me say one thing about it. There's a prediction that was made by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj that Bhagavan Maharaj repeated, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj repeated in a lecture. And to say the words directly, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj said, "Our stock gets better. Our stock gets better." That's interpreted as the generations join ISKCON, second generation, third generation. So now, you know, we are in third generation and four generations around the corner in terms of, you know, 20 years, every 20 years and so on, you know, the Papa disciples, their children, and others that came in and got initiated by disciples of Srila Prabhupada who were themselves gurus to second generation like that, their sons and daughters of Srila Prabhupada disciples and those who came at the time Srila Prabhupada left, myself being one of them. We got initiated by a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. So the point was that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was predicting that as more generation, the generations go on, third generation, fourth generation, so on, there will be more high quality devotees that will come. Some from the spiritual world and some from the heavenly planets. And the reason is this. Devotee mother's womb brings out a devotee. Devotee mother's womb, a person who is a woman who is a devotee that gets pregnant from the husband, would give birth to someone already connected to Krishna consciousness or someone who wants to come to Krishna consciousness, maybe in the heavenly planet, and they want to go back to the spiritual world and they want to get up from all of the sense gratification. They are taking birth. There's a lot of them waiting to take birth in the womb of devotees. And especially this particular planet where the life is short. We're in Kali Yuga. It's only 100 years. They live millions of years in the heavenly planets. And the process is simple. In Kali Yuga, there's chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There's the chanting. 64 rounds is the minimum for a devotee, a Vaishnava. Srila Prabhupada has cut it down to a quarter of it, minimum, 16 rounds. So all of these help to tell us how important this organization is and how seriously we should take it and we should protect it. There will be lessons learned, but we should definitely, definitely learn our lessons and not just give up and say, this is bad, therefore I'm quitting. If you quit, you lose the opportunity. Srila Prabhupada's body is ISKCON. And so keep the books passed out, keep the prasadam passed out, and chant the holy name, and we will also get close to perfection. Nasta prayesu abhadesu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavata uttama shloke bhakti bhavati naishtiki. By serving the devotees, the pure devotees, the gurus, by serving some who are also pure devotees, sometimes you don't know, not all of them advertise themselves that they are, you know, pure devotees. The Prabhupada is. and also listening every day to Srimad Bhagavatam. To all that's troublesome to the mind, the anattas, they're all practically removed. Not all of them, but almost all gone. Chandamani Swami has explained that a person that's 100% pure is from the spiritual world. Here, you can get close to, but Maya always has a little bit. So steadiness will be there, that's there. Nishtha, steadiness will be there. The taste will come, ruchi, when you stay and stay and stay with it, and then take what is taught to heart and live by it. As a matter of fact, it's better to repeat, keep listening to Srila Prabhupada's lectures, one lecture over and over and over again, so then you hear more from it, more realizations come. That's what makes it more interesting. That's what makes it more educative. We know in first grade, the teacher says one word, but he repeated about four or five times. He doesn't say one and goes to the second word. In the same way, if we listen to lectures over and over and over again, there is benefit. There's greater benefit. You hear more things that you missed, you're going to get. So these are all practical things that we can do. And I myself, you know, we're talking about things we practice. And it is wonderful. In the end, Krishna says the extent to which we surrender to the process, he will reward accordingly. We will be happy internally. And so many things that bother us won't bother us anymore. Even if they happen, we will have a very different attitude towards it. Is there also another thing in the material world? We're going to leave it. Why worry about it? The problems will come and go just like winter and summer. They come, they go. A sober person does not bother too much about it. The body changes. Dehinasminyatadehe komani yovanamajara tatadehantara prapti dhirastatana muhyati. A sober person doesn't, they're not surprised that the soul is going through small, medium, large, komani yovanam jara. Baby, youth, and then a grown man, and then he gets older, and what happens? The body gets discarded, and then another one is there. That's just the way it is. For people who stay in the material world though, but if you chant Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalava Nastieva, Nastieva, Nastieva Gatir Anyata. No other way. So if we chant the holy name of the Lord, then we break this cycle of birth and death. Janmamitri Jara Vyadi. Birth, death, old age and disease, and we head back to the spiritual world, to Golok Vrindavan of all places. Wonderful situation Srila Prabhupada is waiting for us with a reduced responsibility. So take to heart this bhakti process and you'll be successful. That's the best thing anyone can do for themselves. Hare Krishna. So we'll stop here. Here's the translation by Srila Prabhupada. Having summarized the teachings of Jatparaj, Shukadeva Goswami said, "My dear King Parikshit, the path indicated by Jatparaj is like the path followed by Garuda, the carrier of the Lord, and ordinary kings are just like flies. Flies cannot follow the path of Garuda, and to date, none of the great kings and victorious leaders could follow this path of devotional service, not even mentally." Hare Krishna. How lucky we are. Not only are we following mentally, we're following practically too. Hare Krishna. Through the mercy of Guru. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Okay, so, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very exciting class.
Krishna's mercy.
Many of the points are very good. Especially, I like the point where he said, our knowledge may not be perfect, but the source from which our knowledge comes is perfect. So, many times I face this difficulty when I tell something about God to non-devotees, they say similar thing that, what authority you have to give any advice regarding religion? So, yeah, this is a common issue people face when they talk to outside people. So, can we say, at that point, can we quote this philosophy, say like this, that we may be made perfect, but the scriptures which you are following, and our guru, not from guru, is perfect?
Yeah, we certainly can. If you're talking to a Christian, and he's challenging you like that, you can toss it back to them. Because you see, Jesus is their guru. So you can say, okay, what do you think of what Jesus says? You are not perfect, but Jesus said this. And you repeat what Jesus said. Isn't it perfect? They will, Jesus, they will never say that he just said something that is not perfect. You would agree. But in like manner, Jesus is connected to Krishna. In fact, Srila Prabhupada described that. Jesus Christ, that Christ, he said the Greek word for Christ is Christos. And the Greek word for Krishna is Christos. Same word. So we can start there and show the connection like that between them. And because they like to hear Christ, and Christ to them is, you know, is Jesus the Christ, that connection is there. Okay? And therefore, Christos is Krishna, Christos is Christ. Therefore, Christ's word is absolute to you and it can't be wrong, then Krishna's word can't be wrong either. That's the argument. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Anybody else has any questions?
Jai Vaishnava Kurti Jai Hare Krishna Jai Guru Pramanandi Hare Krishna.